Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dressed out is how I would describe Hannah when she heard the little ding at Parkway Central Middle School and it heard, breaking news, we're taking over the school. Were you freaking out, Hannah?
I was freaking out. I mean, no, my heart was racing out of my chest. Anxiety rash had.
We're kicking off a really special week here on the Brett Maga Show. What we do is this thing called the Cupid Project, and something we launched last year casually. We're like, hey, any teachers want to make some handmade Valentines? We'll go to your classrooms. We'll pick them up. We'll deliver them to senior citizens' living facilities so they don't feel loneliness on Valentine's Day. Like, hey, we hated that feeling. And we thought we'd get a couple of classrooms. We had 19 schools. I don't even know how many classrooms, over 6,000 Valentines collected. And so we're like, we're on to something here. This is awesome. And the memories we made last year were something that was so important to us. We're like, we're going to make this an annual thing. So a couple of weeks ago, we had kicked it off and we had just thrown out the phone number one time. You know, how many schools were it? Like 20, what, 22? Is that what it is?
Yeah, well over 22. But the difference this year is we're getting like not just schools, we're getting like districts.
Wow.
So like I'll pick them up at one school, but it'll have multiple schools like all together as a district. We're getting grades. Like it's definitely spreading like crazy this year.
And we're going to handpick these up. So we drive out there, we get to meet the kids. And the thing that we've noticed when we meet the kids is they don't feel like it's an assignment. Oh, you're going to have to make Valentines. They understand that they're making them for our seniors who have laid out the groundwork for them. And if you think like, oh, like first, second, third graders, they don't really care about our seniors. They do. They get it. It's so cool. So we go and meet the kids. And what's also turned into something we didn't expect is it turned into like assemblies. Mm-hmm. And we've had like, we like did a school tour where it became like a parade through the school. It's this really cool moment. And then this year, we started breaking rules because you can't bring us in places and we not break rules. All of a sudden, we're inside the principal's office and we've heard the rumor was at Parkway Central Middle School, Principal Lisa, she was outside. She was like running around doing principal things, probably doing important things. And we're like, oh, the microphone's open. And then this sounded off.
Oh, boy.
Hello, breaking news. This is your new principal. I'm taking over the school as principal. Principal Brett Maga from Y98. I want to say you all are going to detention. No, I'm just joking. This is Brett Maga from Y98. We want to say thank you all, you guys, for making Valentine's. Thank you for the senior citizens. And just want to say thank you guys for your hard work, your creativity. We really appreciate you guys. And we have a special birthday announcement from Kentucky. Yeah, unfortunately, we're a day late and now we're short, but we wanted to say, happy belated birthday to Mr. Higgins! There's cake for him in the office! No, I am kidding about that.
Oh my gosh.
That is all the case. But also, don't go hard to all of your teachers. They're pumping me to say. Give your teachers flowers by the end of the week. Thank you, for watching me from our family here at the Long Parkway Middle School.
Kevin and I got on the microphone,
hey.
Made big classroom announcements.
It felt like grade school all over again when you got a chance to do the PA. I love it.
It was grade school. You guys hopped on there, told everybody there was breaking news. They got detention. They were getting cake. There was no cake. I mean, it was, I was peeing my
pants. But it was Mr. Higgins' birthday.
Fact. Day late.
That is true.
We should have, what we should have done though is told them summer school started and they all should have just left. And then we should have staged the walk
up. You would have caused a riot.
Well, we're going to go pick up more Valentine's starting today. We're going to, what schools are we going to
today? We're going to another Parkway school, and then we're also going to St. Joseph's school. We went there last year, and they had like a giant assembly. I've been texting both Teacher Nicole and Teacher Janet today, confirming everything. So super excited to go out to both those schools and be interactive with the schools.
And
as
make
well.
Sure they give us a microphone because summer school is about to start.
Right.
We're super excited to launch and start collecting all of those Valentines all over our St. Louis community.